This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The U.S. Meat Export Federation is pursuing opportunities for U.S. beef in Angola. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
The USDA Foreign Agricultural Service is leading a trade mission to Angola this week, and with the support of the Beef Checkoff Program, U.S. Meat Export Federation Africa Representative Matt Copeland is participating. Copeland said there are opportunities for U.S. beef in Angola's higher-end restaurant and hospitality sectors.
It has gone through some challenges, but in terms of developed customer base, developed importer base, and people that we already know and trust and have trading histories with, there are a few in that market who've been incumbent there for quite a long time. They have a wide disparity in terms of wealth. There are certainly a lot of folk who can afford some of the best beef in the world, and that obviously is us targeting premium restaurants, premium hotels. But the other side of it is there is certainly a need for nutrition. There is some buffalo meat from India. The variety meats are there. And traditionally, when they are there, it's important for us to take the American product to that market. It's more consistent, higher quality, and it's more reliable, and obviously it serves that nation in making sure they can provide better nutrition.
USDA's new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, which will come online later this year, specifically prioritizes Africa, and Copeland said this could help build momentum in a developing market like Angola.
With the momentum RAPP funding offers, we can go into a market like that and educate to a different degree, certainly, and then you get to start to shift a consumer mindset. One, towards one of the best and most reliable cold chain supply systems in the world, and secondly, to unbelievable, sustainable, consistent quality. And we can support that message over a longer period of time and impress upon the minds of the local folk just how important including some of these products in their diet will be.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.